This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Nothing new to report, folks. Same old, same old. It's a crap show no matter what day you wake up. But here's the good news for you, for me and you, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, is for us, we will make the best of it. The other side, they're the ones dishing out and eating the crap. And when they're not eating crap, they're eating crow. Welcome. Kevin Jackson again is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. You can find out a lot about what we're doing, and we are doing tons. For those of you who are supporting our programs, God bless you. You are changing the lives and the trajectory of lives of many, many teenagers. You're bolstering your fellow man with some of the things that you do. It may not seem like much. Kevin, here's $10 for you for the comedy show. Great. You want to know what that's about? That is about an uplifting experience. Think of it as USO for ordinary folks. People who have become troops in a war against the left. So congratulations for supporting the war effort. From our side, getting a laugh, sending someone to make the troops have a good, strong laugh at the craziness of the other side. I did an interview today on a guy named Paul Vallone's show up in North Carolina, and he says, Kevin, what do we talk about? Should we, you know, do we need to talk about the show itself? I said, no, let's talk about the issues and show people how easy it is to laugh at the stupidity of the left. These people are so funny. And we don't get a chance to laugh at them. The late night guys won't even cover them. They act like there's nothing funny. Joe Biden, please. The Biden family. Holy cow. Holy mother of Jerry Springer. Is there not enough things to laugh about with those clowns? Just Joe Biden himself. He's pretty much in hiding right now. I haven't seen much from him. He's supposed to be spiking the football, isn't he? Oh, no, that's right. He's on vacation. More vacations, than Obama and Trump in the same period. Why? Because he ain't on vacation. He's not fooling me. He's getting treatment for his dementia or for something else. What's the dude, like 118 now? He's on vacation. What? Let me tell you. I respect my elders, those that have a reason, who have earned that respect. Joe Biden, please, this guy doesn't even know where he is. It wouldn't matter if you took him to the most posh island in the tropics. Joe Biden, he's out there shaking hands with air. He's at the airport shaking hands. But here's what you can know. Wherever he is, Hunter's not far behind. Hunter's got to be carrying the books. Hunter's got to be there to do the family business. Kevin Jackson again, so you're listening to 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. Biden's on vacation. Let me tell you what, I'm not going to let you forget about Joe Biden. I'm not going to let you forget about this man's exit from Afghanistan, where he hightailed it out of there like a little fairy princess. And he got 13 Marines killed in his debacle in Afghanistan. And it reminds me of the media who's suffering, and we just went through CNN, who reported it as landmark. It was an amazing evacuation. I mean, remember, everyone was extolling the virtues of how a coward left the country and lied on everybody. It's the Afghans' fault. It's the Afghan military's fault. It's the Afghan leadership's fault. It was everybody's fault but Joe Biden's. That is how leftism works. On vacation. Well, yeah, he deserves a vacation. He's ruined our economy. Foreign policy in shambles. People committing suicide. Oh, by the way, what is our COVID policy now? Is it mask or no mask? Is it vax or no vax? Is it boosters or no boosters? I don't know. Let's ask Fauci the fraud, who's retiring, by the way, right? He's, I'm not retiring. I'm going to go with another course of life. I'm still going to be doing things. Yeah, I'm going to be spending that money I've been earning all these years. You know? Turnabout, I don't want to say turnabout, but Wouldn't you like to see some fairness doled out to the left? See how I put that? I don't wish Fauci any evil. I wish for him what he deserves. That's what I wish for him. Anyway, he's out of here. Rand Paul says, I don't care if he leaves. We're still coming after Dr. Mengele, the death doctor, Dr. Fauci, the guy who funded gain of function research so he could weaponize common viruses in support of a project with the Chinese that killed over 1 million Americans. And what did we get out of it? $6 trillion spent in a T-shirt. That's what we got out of it. Oh, before I get off of Afghanistan, let's not remember, we got a report. Joe Biden left $7 billion of military gear behind. $7 billion. That's billion with a B. That is larger than some GDPs of nations, folks. Do you understand that? We are just running through cash like it's no big deal. Student loans, we'll talk about that here in a bit, too. But again, good news for us. And right now, as I mentioned, Joe Biden thought he would be spiking the football. He has done so much. He killed a terrorist. He passed that infamous Inflation Reduction Act, which, of course, raises inflation and is a boondoggle for green energy that isn't going to work. And the Democrats are going to have to eat that policy here in a bit if they aren't already. Oh, Kevin Gass prices have dropped 50 cents. Yeah, but they're still up $1.50. Inflation still through the roof. People still hurting. I'll get to that in a minute with the old misery index. Folks, none of what they're doing is working. And you're seeing it all around you. I want you to pay more attention. It's kind of like God's whispers. You got to stop for a moment and say, what was that? What was that I heard? And God will talk to you. Well, all you got to do is stop for a second, and you know what you'll hear? You'll hear the whispers in the wind. You'll witness with your own eyes, all your senses. You will see exactly what leftism has created. It is creating gaping voids that will never be filled by leftism. The only way those voids are filled is when common sense kicks back in. They think they can get away with this. They think they can cheat and win. They think they can do whatever they want to do. They can put their foot down on us. But let me tell you something. We have two things on our side. And they really amount to the same thing when you think about it. But it's God and the American spirit. And you're saying, Kevin, this isn't a religious show. Well, it isn't. I don't profess to be a teacher of theology or anything like that. But I do know when God is in a system, when he's always there. I say to even atheists, God's with you. Whether you like it or not, he's there. And we are witnessing it firsthand. We got a lot more to talk about, folks. Love that you're here. Keep it here. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
You know, it's funny, the left, they keep saying Biden, he's done so much, he killed that terrorist, and he passed the Inflation Reduction Act, and he's doing student loan forgiveness, and gas prices are going down, inflation, as he said, is zero, and I could go on, and he should be crushing it, right? Even by demented standards, that's, you know, the Democrats would be, oh, man, he's all over it. And he's getting no press. Look at his poll numbers. People are like, who cares? I still can't pay my bills. I still can't buy no food. I can't get those new Nikes. I can't get my grill. Whatever. And let me say this. It's not getting easier for the big guy, and it's not going to get any easier for the big guy. Speaking of this student loan forgiveness, they polled it. It is polling pathetically. Here's a I think it's MSNBC that's talking about student loan forgiveness.
Just days now away from the Education Department ending its more than two-year pause on federal student loan repayments. Many borrowers are hoping the Biden administration will extend that August 31st deadline and offer more debt forgiveness. But a new CNBC poll finds many Americans believe that could have unintended consequences. Our senior personal finance correspondent, Sharon Epperson, has more. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Joe. President Biden does have a tough decision to make on student loan forgiveness. You know, after battling higher prices already, a majority of Americans, 59%, are concerned loan forgiveness will make inflation worse. That's according to a new survey by CNBC and Momentum. That concern, though, may be overdone. Over half of adults polled, 53%, say if forgiveness put extra money in their monthly budget, they would pay off other loans. And 45% said they would save that money for retirement. But nearly one-third of all adults, 30%, say there should be no student loan forgiveness for anyone. If you dig deeper, there are some sharp divides among those who hold this view. While 39% of men say no loan should be forgiven, just 22% of women say that. Only 19% of young adults between 18 and 34 years old say no loan should be forgiven versus 39% of those over 65. Overall, 34% of adults say only those in need should have loans forgiven, and 32% want loan forgiveness for all who have student debt. The Biden administration has approved nearly $32 billion in student loan relief so far, and the Department of Education says it is working to improve existing programs to make it easier for borrowers who qualify to get their debt discharged. And Joe, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona yesterday on NBC talked about the fact that we will hear something about loan forgiveness expected this week.
Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Did you have student loans? Here, if you did, I'm going to make you a bet that you paid them. And now, the government's come along and said, you know what? We know this education that these kids are getting is worthless. We know that they shouldn't be saddled with this debt. But unlike you, who chose a major, stuck it out, good or bad, you paid off your debt. You didn't think the public needed to do it. What do you think they gave you the statistics. Here's what I can tell you. If you're young, if you're under the age of 30, you're okay with somebody paying off your debts. You haven't had to earn anything. You're a piker. You know what? I should probably just say it because there's no sense mincing words, but it means you're just a lazy bum. You don't care what the consequences are. So what? You got religious studies or gender studies or some degree that has zero consequence. It's not going to contribute anything to the world. Somebody else should have to pay it. Isn't that what you've been taught? You're not from a generation of people who understood that if I get a dollar for free, somebody had to generate it. Now, there are people out there. I'm one of them. Who's willing to give away some dollars? I told you the IRS came to my house looking for money that I've already paid in, by the way. And I told them, hey, by the way, another year I paid $7,600, $7,600, whatever it was, $7,300. And you guys told me I paid it late, so sorry, can't get it back. But there's no statute on limitations on how long they could come after me. So do you think that these people are going to go, well, you know what, Kevin, thank you for contributing to the Treasury. It's okay. Nope. It's just not your money anymore. They took it, and I don't owe it for anything. I overpaid. This is in the year 2016. I've been waiting on this check for this long, and they're finally getting to it, and they say, oh, you're going to keep your money. But hey, while we're here, the company that paid your payroll taxes, we don't have a record of it, so can you write us a check for $25,000? It's a screwed up system, and this is exactly what Biden thinks he can buy the youth votes with this. You want to know why he can't buy the youth votes with this? Because the people who took these loans, and I'm going to tell you, sadly for him, it's a bunch of people who didn't do anything with their degrees, and he wants to give them their money back. It's reparations, because it's mostly black and Hispanic kids. They're the ones who flunked out of school.
60 and 58%. 60% of blacks do not finish a six-year degree. 58% of Hispanics do not finish a six-year college degree. They're the ones giving us money back who were saddled with debt and got nothing out of it. But you know what the big deal is for lefties? Trump University. Yeah, Donald Trump, man. He was ripping people off. I dare you, ask a lefty, really evaluate the education system and look at this Ponzi scheme they've created of letting stupid people get into college, flunking them out, keeping the money. With student loan debt, you're forced to repay. You can't file bankruptcy on it. So Joe Biden has ripped off people. The education system, the leftists have ripped off these students, put them in a trap, a financial trap. And now they want to give them back a little bit of their money. Only some of them. But look at them, boy. Ooh, trying to buy those votes. Sadly, those votes have already been bought. For the most part, Democrats have already bought those votes relatively cheaply, even though polling is showing that youth are moving away from Joe Biden. Democrat youth are moving away from Joe Biden. What was it, the number? 94% of youth under 30 said they will not vote for a Democrat or vote for Joe Biden. No wonder he's trying to buy them off. Still, one-third of Americans say they want no forgiveness. These are people who earned it. If you got a loan for college for any reason and you paid it back, I'm with you. 100%. So people are seeing through the ruse, folks. Youngsters see through the ruse. Now, they're still going to tell you that These are great moves. Joe Biden's making strategic moves. He's delivering on his promises. Well, so what? Let's say you get your, I don't know what the average is, couple grand, whatever it is. Let's say you get it. They say, oh, we're going to save it, or they're going to pay off loans. That's what they said. They're going to pay off other debts, or they're going to save it. Do you believe that? Because I'm not buying that. I believe in this high inflationary period, they're going to take that money and they're going to put it right back into the economy because they're forced to. Hey, Joe Biden, thank you for nothing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The UN Security Council is marking 6 months of war between Russia and Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky speaking virtually and saying Russia is putting Europe on the brink of nuclear catastrophe by shelling a huge nuclear plant in southern Ukraine. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield reminds everyone,
the international community will never recognize Russia's attempt to change Ukraine's borders by force.
Pending home sales are posting another drop. The National Association of Realtors saying they fell 1% in July, despite mortgage rates not being as high as in previous months. Through executive order, President Biden announces at least $10,000 of student loan debt is being forgiven as long as you make under $125,000. USA Radio News. More than 80% of the western United States is under severe drought, including Texas, which is suffering the driest condition in the last 120 years. The situation is so bad that ranchers and farmers are being forced to sell off their herds. The USDA saying herds are down 2.4% nationwide since last year and down close to 50% in Texas, 43% in New Mexico, and 41% in Oregon. As far as what this means for folks who like to eat beef, Arthur Ohl is the president of the Texas and Southwest Cattle Raisers Association.
The fewer calves will be born next year, and the supply will go down. And when supplies go down, it's very simple, supply and demand. The prices will rise.
Kentucky lawmakers are holding a special session to discuss the next steps in helping eastern Kentucky's flood victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
CNBC did a student loan survey back in January. How much did respondents, did their views change since then?
Well, we saw some interesting data on in terms of their current financial situation. When people were polled back in January, over 5,000 people, about 29% of them said that their financial situation was worse than it was 2 years ago. When the poll was just done in early August, that number jumped to 39% of Americans saying that their financial situation is worse than it was 2 years ago. So we're seeing a significant increase in people really feeling some financial pain.
Folks, the left only wish that was involving student loans. This is the pain threshold of what people are suffering under Joe Biden. There's no Trump to kick around. And sadly for Joe Biden, this raid on Trump at Mar-a-Lago hasn't made him look good. This is a guy everybody knows is probably going to be the Republican the Republican's choice in 2024. And here's Joe Biden tormenting him, targeting, continuing to target him. And what's he done? Trump has done nothing. He's done nothing wrong. And people are beginning to realize this. Independents. Remember, somewhere between 11 to 16 million new people voted for Trump in between 2016 and 2020. What do you think they are thinking now? These people that are watching this play out and these people that have watched Joe Biden torpedo this economy that Trump had pumping along. And Joe Biden's got no excuse. His excuse is COVID. I'm going to let you hear what somebody else talking about this because there's a woman that says, Here's the number, the data point, and we're going to get to that in a minute. But 74% of the people say the economy is going in the wrong direction, and they want to blame Donald Trump. And this woman says, well, it's because of Trump, and it's because of COVID, and they give the same litany of excuses. You got $6 trillion of our money to get this economy going. You got another $1.5 trillion of more money out of thin air. To keep it going. Then we just gave you $700 and something billion that's going to green energy, and you can't keep this economy humming? You can't keep the numbers down? Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. In January, 29% of people said it's worse than it was 2 years ago, a.k.a. under Trump. in August. 39% of the people say it's worse. So it's only getting worse as they get more of Joe Biden. And let's not forget, Democrats aren't happy with him. What? As I said, 74% say it's going in the wrong direction. How many of the people said they would not support Biden if he were the nominee again? How many people said they want somebody new? And who do they want? Guess what Gavin Newsom did recently? Gavin Newsom actually reversed a leftist policy in his state. He says, no, I'm not going to let you guys set up these drug, essentially centers where you can give illegal drugs to people. They wanted to set this up, and Gavin Newsom finally drew the line. You know why he did it? Because he wants to come off as a centrist. The guy that barely got out of his own recall. Also, Liz Cheney, right? She's the one that's going to be replacing, who knows what she'll face. You know, she may declare herself to be a Democrat in all of this. Here's what Liz had to say.
So you said you're going to think about running for president. Would you be running to send a message, or would you be running to win?
Now, look, you run for president because you believe you would be the best candidate, because you believe you'd be the best president of the United States. And so any decision that I make about doing something that significant and that serious would be with the intention of winning and because I think I would be the best candidate.
Would your path be inside the Republican Party or outside the Republican Party?
I haven't made any specific decisions or plans about that at this point.
So running as an independent is a possibility. It's one of things you're thinking
about. I'm not going to go down that path anymore in terms of speculating.
It sounds like the RNC is already trying to figure out ways to keep you out. There's this idea that to get in any debate, you have to promise that you would support the eventual nominee. I mean, that's obviously not going to happen. You're not going to do that.
I can understand why they would not want me on a debate stage with Donald Trump. And I would imagine Donald Trump isn't too interested in that either.
I find it incredible that anybody takes a Liz Cheney presidency seriously. I mean, why not bring in Anthony, what's his name? The dude that was Stormy Daniel Avenetti, Michael Avenetti. Yeah, why not make him a reasonable candidate again? And she says it so, of course you want to have the intention of winning, and I just believe I'd be the best candidate. I'm not going to speculate on what I'm going to do, as if it mattered. She'll get Kamala Harris numbers, at best 2%. Who are these people fooling? It's insane that people, they want to make this credible. Somebody's there to challenge Trump. I tell you what, have Liz Cheney throw a rally, throw a party at her house. See how many people show up. Man, these people get me. I don't get mad at them. I think that they think we're that stupid. I think that's what I find so insulting. Liz Cheney got her butt kicked in Wisconsin. I mean, Wyoming, in her home state. She lost by over 30 points. And she's a viable candidate? She's not even a viable candidate if you're trying to be a spoiler. If you want an independent candidate like a Ross Perot who could actually take votes away from whomever. She's not even that good. And they're making it sound, oh, what are you going to do? And you know, like she's a player. She was proven to not be a player. And you know what this narrative is this. Donald, so what? She lost by over 30 points when she won 73% the first time she ran. So what? It flipped. That's got nothing to do with Donald Trump. That's got nothing to do with her take on election integrity and her torpedoing of the Republicans and showcasing herself as a staunch rhino of the Bush era. No, it's got nothing to do with that. Misery index is what I wanted to get to. Here's what this one group wrote. A plethora of data points. I think this is Tyler Durden from, I don't know the website, but it says a plethora of data points show the consumer is absolutely miserable. Real wages trend lower. Cost of living skyrockets. The employment market softens. Savings rate collapses. Credit cards maxed out, and the U.S. falls into the technical definition of a recession. There's nothing technical about it. We've been in a recession under Joe Biden. And I'm going to give you a little spoiler alert. The only reason why we didn't officially enter a recession is because this economy ran on Trump's muscle memory for the better part of a year. But the moment Trump stuff wore off, we were in a recession. It hadn't kicked in. And I'm going to say this to you because I wanted to go on record. If you look at once Trump was unelected, was cheated out of office, the recession, the technical recession began then. The official recession began at year one when two quarters in where we had negative GDP, and it will continue. Anyway, so it says capturing the plunge in consumer sentiment at record lows is a new Gallup survey that reveals a record number of Americans are suffering. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know, because I will raise my hand. If you say to me, Kevin, are you suffering? I'll tell you this. Every time I go to the grocery store and I'm anticipating spending $30 to $40 and my bill is $70 to $80, I think to myself, dang, I came here for a few items thinking it wasn't. And it's not like I'm going there and I'm, getting, crazed with my eyeballs going, ooh, I need that, I need that. I have an idea of what I'm going to get and an idea of what I think it costs. And it's almost always double. I can't get out of the grocery store for less than, this crazy amount of money. And then it's worse at the gas pump. I fill up. I make three trips to Scottsdale, take my son to baseball, and I find myself having to put $75 more in. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm doing this every week, sometimes more than once a week. So I'm spending about $300 a month on my vehicle, spending another $300 a month on another vehicle. I'm spending $600 a month in gas that where I used to spend about $350. And I didn't budget, but that's what I'm kind of guesstimating. And let me tell you, it makes a difference when somebody goes, Kevin, can you meet me for lunch and such? Can you come do so and so? I think now, it's going to cost me $8 in gas to go do that. Maybe I'll do it closer to home, especially when I'm thinking about golfing. They said this poll found 5 points. This is a 0 to 10 poll. Americans are at 5.6 in suffering, the highest since the index's inception in 2008. Jim's going to have a hard time getting around that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Can we just do this? I want to play a few sound bites
things that are just ridiculous. And I want to begin with Mike Pence because, as I said, they want us to believe Donald Trump's going to have a challenger. So I played a clip, Liz Cheney saying, I don't know what I'm going to run as when in the next election, but I think I can. I may want to win, you know, whatever. Played that clip. Here's Tucker Carlson talking about Mike Pence, another guy who's got two chances, slim and none.
First, your reaction to Mike Pence. Does he kind of risk falling into that in a very predictable media narrative about criticizing the FBI or everyone who works at the FBI beyond reproach here? What's going on?
What is Mike Pence doing in New Hampshire? I mean, if Mike Pence doesn't have a summer house in New Hampshire, then he's delusional. I mean, Mike Pence is a very nice guy, or seems like a nice guy, but he spent 4 years getting bossed around by Donald Trump like a concubine. He was bossed around by his donors when he was governor of Indiana. He's not in a position to lead anything. I think he probably has useful years left in him, and I think he has probably something to add, perhaps. He probably has grandchildren, too. But the idea that he's going to run for president is, like, delusional, and it's clearly only benefiting his consultants. And he should fire anyone who's telling him to go to New Hampshire and run for president and give dumb speeches about the FBI when he has no idea what he's talking about. So, yeah, it's super embarrassing. I don't want to beat up on Mike Pence, but, I mean, you know, get some if you're that detached from reality, you need to take a break and you know, think deeply about yourself.
Sadly, folks, there are people that detach from reality. I'm not one of them, and neither are you if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I appreciate you doing that. I want to play. I mentioned that 74% of Americans say the economy is going in the wrong direction. Well, this is Yamichi Alcindor, a leftist, and I want you to just see the level of crazy that leftists had, because this is suddenly not about what Biden's done. This is about what Donald Trump's done. So you think that Mike Pence is delusional in thinking that he's got a shot as president. He's as delusional as Liz Cheney being a viable candidate, who is as delusional as people believing that Michael Avenatti ever was going to be a good candidate. And I could go on, but that's the delusion under which leftists live. Anyway, here's Yamichi Alcindor talking about this whole the economic angst that Americans are going through right now.
74% of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. Nearly 60% of voters say America's best years are behind it. Nearly 60%. It means, why are people so unhappy these days?
Jose, it's a great question, and I've been out on the campaign trail. I'm in Alabama just today doing some stories about sort of redistricting and the political atmosphere in this state. But what you see really is, on the Democratic side, people that are very, very worried about the direction of this country. They're very worried, especially about former President Trump possibly coming back into power, or former President Trump or another Republican stealing the election in 2022 or 2024, because we've seen so many election deniers be elected. So a lot of Democrats on the Democratic side, they're very worried about abortion also and abortion rights. And then on the Republican side, I can tell you that I'm also hearing from people that, especially some that are unfortunately believing conspiracy theories and lies about the election of 2020, they're worried that the country is going in the wrong direction because they're seeing too many people say that the election was free and fair, which of course it was. You're also hearing a lot of anxiety based on my reporting about inflation and about gas prices, because you have a lot of Republicans running around the state who are around the country also that are really saying this is going to be an economic situation that we're not going to recover from, and that President Biden is leading the country off of a cliff here. So on both sides, in both political parties, you're seeing a lot of anxiety. Add to that, Jose, that we're still living in the middle of a pandemic. More than 1 million Americans have died. And I think while we are always doing stories about all of the different political implications and political developments, I think a lot of people simply are feeling very scared about their personal lives and scared about the future and sort of their ability to survive and thrive in this country.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. There's a lot to unpack there. Guy starts out saying 74% of Americans say the country is going in the wrong direction. 60% of voters say the best years are behind us. The first thing I would do is say, compare those numbers to what it was under Trump. I don't have them. But if I were going to be doing this interview with a lefty, if I was on CNN and we were going to do point counterpoint, I'd have them. And I'd say, well, you know, here's what's interesting. Under President Trump, 27% of people said the country was going in the wrong direction, and less than 18% of voters said that the best years are behind us.
So that shows a pretty good state of optimism as opposed to Joe Biden. Your comments? And what she said is, great question. In Alabama, I'm doing redistricting. See, Democrats don't want to solve problems. They want to try to redistrict their ways into office. Then she goes on to say, what has to be one of the most asinine things I've heard in a while. You didn't miss it. I know you didn't. On the Democrat side, she says they're worried about Trump coming back into power. Well, she wasn't technically lying. She was telling the truth. Because you know what Democrats are afraid of? Donald Trump will come back into power. He will undo everything Biden did. And for a third time, he will rebuild an economy and prove that you, if you leave me alone and you get these people off my back, I will make this country great again. I will MAGA and I will America first, and you'll see it again. And not only that, all these indices that you're looking at where, you know, it's doom and gloom will go away, and we will start hearing the birds chirp and the streams run and people frolicking around again, maskless and vaccineless, you know, or whatever. You get what I'm saying? She goes on to say they're worried about another Republican stealing the election because election deniers are being elected. That scares scares the crap out of them. Because you know why? They know they cheated. They know that if we get back in, they will not be able to cheat. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you yet again, beyondthemules.com is our site. Go there, donate, get this movie made. This movie we will make, it'll be ready to go in the first month, if worst case, of January of 2023, and we are already starting to get people working on it. People have quit their jobs in certain states because of the effort of this movie and the book that's associated with it. Anyway, she goes on, this lady, Yamichi Alcindor, and she says, they're concerned about abortion rights. Remember the leak? By the way, have we found the leaker, FBI? While you were raiding Trump's compound, did you think you could track down this infamous leaker for the Supreme Court? How many possibilities is it of who the leaker is? We got nothing, right? They leaked abortion rights. It came to be, and it wasn't the silver bullet that the Democrats needed to flip everybody. I wonder why that is. Maybe it's because women are quite as fascinated with abortion as they think, in as much as Latinos, particularly Mexican of American heritage, are not as fascinated with the border. Holy mother of Maya, what's her name? Maya Rodriguez or Gonzalez in Texas? Holy mother of that Mexican woman, to make people understand that the Mexican people are not one-trick ponies. They love this country. But see, Yamichi Alcindor, she touches on it. Here's what she says. She says the anxiety on inflation and gas prices, that's another factor that has people concerned. And here's what she says. Republicans are saying we can't recover from it. She's blaming us. So Joe Biden comes in, inflation goes through the roof, gas prices go through the roof, and instead of saying, you know, he's going to get it in control, whatever, she's saying there are people running around saying, recognizing it. Even, I mean, how dare they recognize that there's inflation? Now, you say, Kevin, what are you talking about? Remember when they told us there is no inflation? What are you talking about? Then they went, okay, we have inflation, but it's only temporary. Then they go, we have inflation, it's not temporary, but it's really only impacting the high wealth people. Then they went, no, we have inflation, it's not temporary, and it is impacting more than these high wealth people. And they also made the comment, but it's actually good for us. It's good for the economy. It's rising. It's making wages rise and things like this. Then when they say, well, wait a minute, it's surpassing the wages and it's actually impacting low-income people, then they gave us another excuse. She goes on and says, what's funny is when she got off of abortion rights and she talked about this other stuff, she came back to conspiracy theories of free and fair elections. Then she pivoted to living in the middle of a pandemic I told you, they got excuses for everything. They've gotten trillions of dollars. They should have been able to fix this, but they can't. Then she says, people are scared about their personal lives and their ability to survive and thrive in this country. Who's to blame for that? Because last time I checked, they weren't nearly as concerned about those things under Donald Trump. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.